This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Passengers on a Southwest Airlines flight were confronted by an unexpected sight Monday. A woman took her clothes off inside the plane and began walking up and down the aisle. Video from the flight to the gate of Houston's William P. Hobby Airport is circulating online. The woman appears to be yelling at nobody as shocked fellow passengers are trying to comprehend what's going on. A rep for the Houston Police Department said officers were called to the gate for a person in crisis, and they found the woman who had ripped all her clothes off and was causing the disturbance. Police did take her into custody and transported her to a hospital for a medical evaluation. They say no one was injured on the flight. It was headed to Phoenix, and the woman has not been charged or arrested at this time. But police say that Southwest can file a complaint if the company wants to press charges. And as of today, they're going to charge you if you do happen to carry on your fun bag.
Yeah, you will get charged if you carry the bag now. It's a new Southwest thing. My thing, look, man, you're at the airport. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe you're having a bad day. Maybe you're drunk. Maybe you're angry. I get it. We've all been there, man. I would just say, can you do it before you board the plane? See, because once you go crazy on the plane, the flight's delayed. Because they hadn't taken off yet. They were still at the gate. But then she's got to rip off her clothes, scream about whatever. And it's annoying. No one knows quite what to do. I mean, I know what to do. I don't think it's legally allowed. But my thought would just be like, you're going to delay my flight. Like, I know you're going through an episode, man. Get naked or pick a fight, you know, at the airport. That doesn't delay anything.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Going on, my guys?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I got to be honest. Lately, I've been on a health journey, and I realized that salad has not been my best friend lately. It's been just running right through me. A little bit of TMI on this story. All right. So last week, about Wednesday, I kid you not.
It's just funny the way you set it up, because most people are like, you know, I found I really like salad. You're like, it ain't helping. Hey, look, man, and I'm not a salad fan. I hate vegetables. I understand their intrinsic value health-wise, but part of the good thing about things running through you is that it cleans some crap out of you that probably doesn't need to be there. Man, if I ate a salad, I'd probably be on the toilet for a year and a half.
Yeah, and adding a poppy drink with that, it just doesn't make anything any better. So Tuesday night last week, we had a Chipotle for dinner. Really, it's not the best option, but I don't get too many things on there. But I packed it with, you know, salad. So, hey, might as well get the best out of it, right? And so that was my dinner. The next morning, I only live like 10 minutes away from my jiu-jitsu gym. The next morning, I go to morning class. And I'm about the first one that shows up because, obviously, I've got to work right afterwards. And so, I really know. They got, like, we got water fountains. Or we got stationary area, bathroom stuff. We can just clean ourselves afterwards. So I'm not too worried about getting sweaty before work. But I threw on all my jiu-jitsu stuff. It was my full gi was on. And then I had my work clothes sitting in my trunk. And I'm just waiting for class, right? I think I showed up about like 30 minutes early. And I'm just probably, I was smoking in my car, right? Just getting on that marijuana. And so.
Yeah, stone jiu-jitsu. It's a new thing.
Dude, it's the
You'd
best.
Be shocked.
But what happened was my stomach dropped so bad. And it was game on. Either take the 10-minute, maybe push it to 15-minute trip back home, which I probably wasn't going to make it. Or I could have just roamed the area and looked for a bathroom, which our gym is pretty secluded. It's next to a church, and it's next to another business. And then beyond that, there's a lot of construction going on for an apartment being built. So I figured, let me go ask the people who are open if I can go and use their bathroom as fast as I can. And none of them were there. And so I'm starting to freak out. I'm sweating. And I see this, like, fence that's just been put up recently, and it has, like, tarp running through it. And so I figure, oh, my God, this is my best bet, right? There's nobody around. And I said, this is my best bet right now. So I whoop my car around as fast as I can, and I'm, like, just stationary. And I post my back up against this fence. And I had to take my gi off because my gi was – I had just my gi on and then my spandex boxers underneath. And so I just took my gi pant off, so I'm one leg out, and it's just full, like, and then my gi top was off, too. So I'm just, like, a full naked person around, like, 9 in the morning, secluded in this back area, posted on this fence, just letting it out, right? And I was like, oh, my God, dude. I'm hearing, like, the fence starting to move, and I said, you got to be kidding me, because I thought it was me, right? But I was like, I'm not putting that much pressure on it. The gosh damn whole entire fence starts coming down, and there's a gang of freaking construction workers waiting behind it, and they all start going crazy. I'm hearing laughter, a bunch of yo, and it was the most insane. I'm trying to, like, I said, oh my God, I'm like picking up my gi pants, and then I haul ass to my car. Oh, it was so bad, dude. They're just like, I turn around, I can just get a glimpse of about like 8 people with their hands out, just all laughing, like, oh my God. It was like the most insane. I said, oh.
Well, lay off a salad, you know?
Hey, you brought up that you're on a quote health journey. What inspired this health journey that you were not enjoying?
Well, I mean, I do jiu-jitsu a lot, so like, I'm trying to like balance my eating. I realized like my eating wasn't helping, and like I just was eating like bad, so. Like, the night before, like let's say, like, I have a dinner, it would just be heavy, and then I would go to class, and I just was like, I don't know, man, I just was not performing well. And I realized if you're going to be trying to run like a good car, you need to put good quality, you know, stuff in it. So I was like, I got to change my diet. And then, plus, I went to the hospital for an injury, and they said, dude, your heart rate.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it, too. That'll do it. Are you getting any more used to the salads now? Like, is your body adjusting to what you're putting in it, or are you still just blowing it out?
Oh, man, I try to go vary from different things, but I like to, like, have a lot of vegetables with it. And so it's just mainly, like, the salad. Once it's like a main salad course meal or salad is just a part of it, I said, look to my wife. I said, dude, I think I'm allergic to salad. She's like, nobody's allergic to salad.
I'm telling you right now, if you think that runs through you, don't eat kale.
I was going to ask you.
You don't have time. Kale does not.
When did people jump on the kale wagon? Because again, keep in mind, for decades, man, Pizza Hut was the number one buyer of kale. I want to say they bought like 90% of all the available kale, because when people still went to the restaurant, that's the leaf they used to cover like their ice baths, you know, where they kept your toppings and all that kind of thing.
It was their salad bar.
So they used
kale
leaves. Because
remember, the kale was just in between the bowls of toppings and the lettuce you liked.
But nobody ever, I never heard anyone say, man, I should just eat that. And then what was it, maybe 10 years ago,
15 years ago?
Something happened where like everyone I knew all of a sudden was like, yo, man, kale salad, that's the way to go.
It became like the new hot food. It was like, it's so much healthier, this and that. And then we found out it wasn't that much healthier. But to me, it just tastes awful.
That's what I heard from a lot of people.
It runs through you so quick.
So it's not just mild, it's not just you. Like, kale goes through you.
And it's bitter.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I've had this argument with people. Some people are like, well, I just don't care for, I mean, look, anything you can prepare a certain way that'll be better.
Sure. Deep fry it. That's what I
Yeah, but like Starbucks, you said those kale salads and I'd get them. And I mean, I couldn't make it past like 3:30 without being like, I got to go poop.
I think arugula is second on that list.
Well, it is, but I like arugula.
I like too. And then spinach.
Because it's peppery.
They're Thai.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Hola.
Hey. So my wife and I were down in Puerto Rico. We had just landed, got off the flight, got a margarita. Hot tub's looking open, and we walked down there, and there's a couple bigger gals sitting in the hot tub. I noticed they're, you know, kind of up on the edge. It's like, maybe the water's hot in the hot tub. You know, it's like 90 degrees out in Puerto Rico. So we just kind of cruise down there and I sit, you know, just kind of put my knees in the hot tub and enjoy my adult beverage. And my wife pokes me on the side and she's like, dude, look over here. And I look to my right. And this gal has got her downstairs swim trunks had washed away, basically.
Oh. Or did she not away, know it?
They're definitely to the side. No, she's kind of a, you know, like I said, a bigger gal. And she can't see it. Thing is just hanging out. It's like, oh, my God. Free drinks. I know it's all inclusive, but I want the next one. All
right. Did you? How long did you hang in the hot tub, or was that enough to chase you out of there?
We were there the whole time. We never said anything. I just kind of got a chuckle. Kind of spit the margarita back in the straw for a second. Yeah.
What's the protocol on that?
Let her tan it up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Do you tell, you know, if someone has, you know, the flies down.
Let her tan it up.
You know, a complete stranger, you go, hey, man, your fly's down.
Jesus.
You got something in your teeth? You say, man, you got something in your teeth. Complete stranger. It's a woman. As he said, it is. It's been pushed to the side, so to speak. So it's peeking out at you to say,
yeah,
ma'am, I don't want you to be uncomfortable, but, well, I can see your vagina. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's moved to the side. I don't know. We, man, a friend of mine was house
ever
sitting.
Ever seen the Flaming Lips? They're great live, man.
A friend of mine, she was a waitress at the restaurant I worked at, and she's house sitting for someone. It's back in Baltimore. And she's like, hey, man, look, they have a rooftop hot tub. So after work, let's all go over there. We'll hang out in the hot tub. We're like, hell yeah. So none of us knew that was going to be the plan when we went to work. So everyone just got in naked, right? And everyone was this one blonde chick, not a real blonde. Didn't know it until then, but it was no big deal.
You could tell.
Everyone's just drinking. We're having a decent time. And yeah, everyone's naked, but it actually wasn't weird, right? Everyone's just real chill. Until the homeowner showed up. So I guess they were supposed to be out of town like two more days. And at this point, it has to be 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning because, you know, we close the restaurant late. And I remember these people, they opened the door, were on their balcony and their roof. And I've never met these people. I don't know them. So the door opens and a bunch of us are like, hey! So the chick, Misty, who's been house-sitting for them, she's the only one that looks mortified. And I mean, within a billionth of a second, we all understood, like, oh, no, this is the homeowner. Now, again, we had not wrecked our house. We were only drinking our own booze. You know, no one did anything bad other than be naked without being asked to be in a hot tub. So it got real quiet. They looked at us for a second. They kind of looked at Misty. And you could tell they were saying, Misty, we would like to speak to you without saying those words. So she gets out, gets dressed. We all just scramble out. Everyone towels off, gets dressed. Well, it's a Baltimore row home, so all the staircases are very, very narrow. They're having a conversation with her on the staircase. So we had to single file walk by these people. So, right. So it's, and look, they, all things being equal, they were cool. They did not yell at us. They did not give us any grief. But you could see on their face, like,
those stairwells suck.
We don't know you, and you're in our home. I think that was the bigger issue. And but I just remember walking by. The woman was talking to Misty, but the husband is kind of waiting three stairs down, and you had to walk by him, man. And no one wanted to make eye contact with him, but you could feel his eyes just burning into your head, man. And so we see Misty the next day at work. We're like, yo, how did that go? She's like, not great. She's like, they are not pleased. They were thankful that we were responsible.
Right.
You know, we didn't break anything. We're not like blasting her stereo or anything like that. But I would not be house sitting for them again. They're like, I could see
bummer.
That. I could see that.
And
we're all naked.
You have somebody house sit, you're like, all right, they're probably going to do more than
something,
they said.
Sure.
But, yeah, that would be shocking to come home and there's five people you don't know.
3:30 in the morning, though. And yeah, we're all naked.
Like, come on, dude.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So years ago, I went with my brother rafting down the Colorado through the Grand Canyon, and the guides, we'd pull over every once in a while, and you'd go to these slot canyons and sometimes see waterfalls. And so we stopped at this one, and they said the name of it was the Thank You Waterfalls, and which seemed kind of weird, but they kind of gave me a wink. And so we went hiking up through the slot canyon and got up to the waterfall, beautiful. And it's so hot in the canyon, everybody's in their swimsuits and bikinis and everything. We go walking up there. And so, of course, they encourage the hottest girl in the smallest bikini to go up into the waterfall. They get into the waterfall, and you can imagine the waterfall shoots that bikini right off of her. And they look at me and they say, thank you.
Yeah, so, I can see that.
Oh, thank you, Falls.
How many days are you on the water? Is it a one-day trip? Is it a couple of days if you do the Colorado thing?
You can do any different variety. We did a 3-day one year. We did a 6-day the next year. You could do a 14-day from Lake Powell to Lake Mead. You can do oar-powered, motor-powered. One of the best trips I've ever done in my life, if you get a chance. The 6-day was fantastic. You finish still with the canyon walls there, and so a helicopter comes down and picks you up and flies you out of the canyon. Yeah.
Did you yodel when you were down there? were there five or sixes? I mean, do you guys have to portage at all, or you pretty well can just float?
The area we floated that whole time. Yeah.
All right. How many times have you done that trip?
Twice now. And if you get a chance, drop what you're doing, go do it. And, you know, it's not roughing it at all if you do some of the larger boats where they pull off at the end of the day, you unpack everything, and as you're drinking your cold beer from the river that was soaking in the river, they're setting up their appetizers and they're cooking up tri-tips for you, and it's just crazy. It's not roughing it at all.
That sounds great.
That sounds like an awesome trip, man. I'm just like, hey. At what time of the year do you do your Colorado River trip?
It's usually like kind of the March, April, maybe in, you know, May. They also have that's probably the best time where it's hot enough, but then you avoid the rainfall, the heavy rains in the summer, where that can kind of mess with things. But one of the coolest parts was where the Little Colorado, the confluence of the Little Colorado and the regular Colorado, and it's almost like a milky white from all the minerals in it, and it's so warm that you pull off, you go hiking up a few hundred yards, you put your life jacket on like a diaper, and then you float down. It's almost like a water slide, and it's so warm. Coming down the Little Colorado as it enters the Colorado River.
That sounds pretty cool, man.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Come up until 4:30, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. We'll sit and spin today in honor of Stanwood's shortest St. Patty's Day Parade this Saturday at 11 o'clock in Stanwood. 10 Irish bands on Sit and Spin.
Now I know three.
Yes. Also, a programming note for you. If you have not heard the news, legendary KISW morning man Bob Rivers, he passed away at the age of 68 years old this morning. Tomorrow on the Daily Mix Morning Show, we're going to have some special guests on that work with Bob over the years, play some clips, and reminisce about the man Bob Rivers. Our question, when did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so my story, I actually have two, and they're both kind of short. But the first one is we were all swimming as, 18, 19-year-olds. And I was sitting up on the rock, and I had, board shorts on without the netting. And somebody, looked right up and saw all my goods, and he pointed and then just kind of looked away and said, dude, put your junk away, or he actually used the word, but
yeah, of course, why would he so point?
I think he was just embarrassed,
something about pointing makes everything worse.
It's like what a kid would do.
Yeah, right. A little kid might stare at you. The first time my son saw a dwarf at the grocery store, seriously, man, and I get
a little person,
he was staring. And I had to, tug him away. And my son became, an anchor because he just couldn't fathom what he was seeing, right? And I had to but if he had pointed, it makes the whole thing so much worse. Luckily, he did not do that. It's just come on, man.
Yeah.
And then the poor little guy kept looking over at my kid, and I'm like, dude, I know. I'm yours first, okay? I don't know what to
tell you. When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Pointing is worse.
You're laughing now, Mike. I'm telling you, it's mortifying.
Yes!
I saw the guy, and here's the thing. It's just me and my son at the grocery store. It's one of those deals where I am there on a mission. I have to get whatever the hell my wife told me to get. I'm not a produce guy, but inevitably, you got to cut through produce first. It's always by the front door. So I'm walking through produce, and this is so sad. I remember this. The guy was looking at apples. He's just staring at the apples, and he's touching them, feeling them, as people do, as it's soft or whatever. And So I kind of glanced at him, no big deal. My son's holding my hand, and then it just felt like my son was dead weight, And I kind of look, and I realize he is just staring at this guy. And now the little guy turns around and looks at my kid, and he's still, touching these apples. And it was just such an awkward, horrible thing. And come on, man. And my son just, he couldn't wrap his head around it, But I'm like, thank God you didn't point.
Mm-hmm.
It just would have made things worse. So that's the only reason I bring up the pointing thing. That was my experience. Don't stare, but thank you for not pointing, man. That makes things worse. Well,
and also, random question. I got to say, he's wearing board shorts without the little netting.
Yeah, that's a bad idea, I think.
Yeah, to me, if it doesn't have the netting, then you kind of have to wear something underneath.
I would, Mike, you're killing me, man. It's it was uncomfortable, man. Look, it happened.
Yep.
It was uncomfortable. I'm just glad he didn't point, which is the point I was trying to make with this guy. Like, just don't point. Even like, if you're going to tell someone,
that would be mortifying, man.
It was,
I'm sorry,
man. It was. I felt bad for the guy. He understood what was going on, you know. But it's like, man, I don't know what to tell you. You popped his dwarf cherry. That's essentially what's happening here. He's never had the experience. Now he doesn't stand.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Do the apples look bigger?
Dude. No.
Right. I mean, I noticed that part.
But just picture this guy's just... Like, I know, man.
I would have just had to... that was my kid. I just did what you did. Like, we just got to get out of this aisle.
That's exactly what I did. Come on, man. We got to go. Because now, like, I feel bad because this guy, he's not looking hostile, but he knows why you're looking at him, you know? And it makes it worse. And I'm 6'4", so it's kind of like, I'm the dude he's used to seeing. Oh, sorry, man. But put it this way. You're going to tell a stranger the fly is down. You don't point at it and say, hey, man, your fly is down. You just say the words. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
I'm sorry to hear about Bob. My brother, actually, back in the 80s, on Looney Tunes, would play guitar on some of their little skits. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Right on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Ted might have been here before, but there's a place over on Orcas Island called Doe Bay. And it's like a campground, and it's a fun place to go to. I had like this hippie buddy that had been there with his girl a few times and recommended to my girlfriend and I when we were first dating. And it's like, you know, at the beginning of your dating scene, it's like, okay, let's go do this. This sounds kind of fun. And it's a hot tub or it's a camping place, but they have hot tubs and a sauna, clothing optional. So we go there in October, you know, we're first dating. And there's a bunch of naked people, and it's like, okay, cool. So we get naked, we get in the hot tub, we go in the sauna. You know, it's older people our age, we're in our 50s. And so, you know, we have a good time, and it's like, you know, that was a really cool experience. So a couple of years later, we come back, and it's a different time of year, and we're not actually staying at the resort itself, but we're staying nearby, and we didn't bring our swimsuits or anything. And we decide to go again, and we pay to get in, and then we're not really paying attention. You know, there's a lot of people there, and we kind of just go into the changing room real quick because there's a changing room in the sauna. So, like, we take all our clothes off, and then we're sitting in the sauna naked. And then I'm looking, and there's a window where you can look out to where the hot tubs are, and I'm looking around, and I'm noticing that nobody else is naked. And I'm like, oh, no. And it's a bunch of kids in their 20s. Oh. And it's like, oh, my God. And then so she starts to get a little nervous. And it's like, no, we got to own this. We're going to go out in the hot tub. And, we're just going to be naked.
So. I love you. Just own it, man.
Yeah.
It's too late now. What did the kids think? Did they leave?
No, they just kind of looked over at. There's like three different hot tubs, so we kind of sat in one where there wasn't as many people and
not as many. I like that.
A couple other older people came and they were naked too, so it ended up being okay. But no, that was just the weirdest thing. Just, you know, it's a bunch of 20-year-olds and I'm like 50 something. Just wow. Okay,
well, man, we were where did Castle get married? I know Vegas. What was the hotel?
He got married in a chapel. I mean,
the hotel we stayed at.
The Wind, maybe?
The Wind, yeah. So the Wind, we would hang out by the pool most of the day up until his actual wedding. And we realized they had the topless pool on the other side of, like, the screen. So me and Batman, we're there with our wives. And we're like, ladies, listen. We've been reading that sign all day. We're going over there. We got to check it out. And they were both like, have fun.
Live it up, boys.
Yeah, they were like, okay. So we go walking over there, but we both agreed. We said, all right, man, we can't go over here looking like we're just here to see boobs, right? We play it cool. So we walk over, stroll into the pool. And sure enough, it's probably 30, 40 people over there. And all the women are topless. I cannot explain how ugly everyone there was. So it's like this immediate disappointment, but we've already waded out into the pool. And no matter what direction we look, 360 uh-huh. degrees, remember something about Mary when you saw the old lady's boobs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's like that, but it is everywhere. And then we're kind of like, okay, man, well, now we're stuck. Because if we just walk back out of the pool immediately, it's very obvious why we came over and how gross all these people
are. So you got to hang out for a minute.
We got to hang out for a minute. And I swear to God, we had an entire conversation. Either we were staring each other in the eye or we're just looking down into the water. Because everywhere we looked, like, these boobs were so ugly that it actually bothered you. And then every dude they're with looked like, one, they could beat your ass. But they were kind of gross looking, too. So I'm like, we can't indicate how gross everybody, because these guys are going to F us up. And we're the only two dudes here that don't have a woman with us.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is it. So yeah. It's real. So we hung
I mean, you stay at those casinos, though, man. The viewing at the pools alone is top notch.
The pool where we were, the normal pool.
You shouldn't have left.
We should not have left. It was much better to look at chicks in bikinis and all that.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Vegas is one of the few places I've been to where, like, yeah, we were at a fancy pool, and, like, it's just amazing. Like there's just smoke shows. It's like,
it's insane.
They never even get in the water.
No, and that's kind of the best part. You know, they're just sunning themselves. And we had a cabana, man, so we are taking it all in, but acting like we're not. Actually, I got busted by my wife once on a beach in Delray, Florida. All right, and I cannot explain what this woman looked like, but whoever you think the most beautiful woman is in the world, just picture her. All right, that is who this woman is, and I swear to God, it looked like she's walking in slow motion. So she's walking from my right to the left to meet her friends or family, whoever's off to the left. I got mirrored sunglasses on. I got a book in my hand, so cool. I angle my head, so it looks like I'm looking at the book. Truth is, I'm just watching her, and I cannot believe how beautiful this woman is. And I watch her walk across, and my wife's splashing around the water. A woman walks by. My wife gets out of the water. She's walking toward me. She says, "You're not slick." I said, "Babe, look, man, she's just so gorgeous." She's like, no. I don't care. What I'm saying is, your book is upside down. I'm like, ah, Jesus. She's like, I could tell from the water. She's like, I came out of the water to tell you that your book's upside down because you can't even spy on people right. I'm like, my bad.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I got two stories, a longer one and a shorter one. One's involving me, the white guy, and the other one's the black guy.
All right.
In rugby, there's a tradition where when you score your first try, which is like a touchdown, you go off to the drink-up, which is when the two teams come together at the end of the match and drink a bunch of beer, and they take the person, if they score a try, they take a beer mug to their hand, and they have to have it full and be drinking at all times. And then when it's time for everybody to score a try, possibly in that game, they start singing a song called "Take It Off, Zulu Warrior." And you start taking your clothes off, and they're now throwing ice cold beer at you. I mean, freezing beer coming at every single direction.
This is a rugby tradition, you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay.
And so this is not good for your package. At this particular time, we went to I was playing for Central Washington University. I'll give a shout out. We went to a rugby tournament in Spokane. I think they still have it. It's called Fool's Fest. And in a tournament, if you score at any point, no matter what your career, you are also going to do the Zulu dance as well. And so we go to the drink up, the big party, and at some point they start singing the song. And so everybody that scores starts taking off your clothes, and then the beer's coming, throwing at you from every direction again. And so one team decides that they're going to take it up a notch, and so they are now playing naked leapfrog in like a cafeteria-type setting. So the floors are all mud from people's shoes and beer. That's it. And so they are now jumping this like they're in mud. And so our team decides we're stripping down, and we're going to play human bowling. So guys like lined up like bowling pins, and then one person would run as fast as you could, hit the deck with a slide, face first, feet first, doesn't matter, and then see how many people you can take out for the bowling pin. And so we did that, and then a member of our women's team decided to get a group photo of us. Thank God cell phones weren't around in social media, but she got our team buck naked, every single one of us standing there, full junk hanging out. And then she came to me later when I ran into her weeks or months later, and she pointed out that she, this was a lesbian. She pointed out the side from my package in a flattering way, which I thought was interesting coming from a lesbian.
Well, hey, man, big is big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And she said, you know, that they don't like men, but they do like the shape of that package thing.
All right. Fair enough.
And then the shorter story is I was going to meet a group of people, and it was called the Art Bar, and it was down near Dexter in, like, 99, somewhere in there.
Sounds familiar.
That does
man.
Sound super familiar.
So I walk in the door, and immediately at the first bar that's at, there is a black man in dreadlocks standing buck naked, posing while people are drawing and painting pictures of him standing there. And it's the first thing I see when I walk in. I don't know what to do. But I think one of my other black friends describes this as the Mandingo effect. This guy's thing was like three quarters of the way down his thigh. And he wasn't a short dude. So,
was it Cat Williams? I mean, was this a scheduled like art class or just an impromptu thing?
No, they do regularly. Or they did at least, yeah. So they just had new models that want to come in and stand and pose, and then people draw and paint pictures of them.
Oh, all right. Well, that's why he chose to be a model.
Art Marble is where you tried to drink 100 beers, and they did not, or maybe they did cut you off. It was a different name then. It was the sports bar. It was the Cleveland Browns bar.
There was a group of us.
Yeah. Let's rephrase that. I didn't try to drink 100 beers by myself.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, what did it used to be? We used to go there all the time and watch.
Was it?
It wasn't
football.
Jillian's,
was it? Jillian's?
It was a Jillian's.
It was Jillian's?
With Echo and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, so Art Mart, right there across from the lake. Yeah, we went in, like, right, there was a group of us. Oh, it was Ribs, Doc,
and, like, all those guys. And we had all these, like, our station was selling, like, these coupon books.
Right.
So, right, we sat there, and then we just kept using the coupons or whatever. And then finally they came over, and they're just like, look, you guys seem fine, but, like.
There's no way you are.
But they were just like, but. You know, between like seven of you, like you've had like 70 beers. Like, we got to cut you off.
Yeah.
And we were like, cool. So we played games for a while. And then, yeah, then we grabbed a couple 18ers. And then we're like, well, we got to get to 100.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
That's
fine. Yeah. You got to figure, you're talking 8-10 hours.
Right. Yep.
Between a group of seven dudes. It's a lot, but.
It is a lot.
It's doable.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
How you guys doing?
Hola.
So my story is I was back in college, 2011. We had this really popular bar that basically everyone went to, students and townies alike. And so every once a month they would have strippers come, or maybe I guess you used to call them topless dancers. But one night I get a call from my teammate, and he's just telling me and my roommate to come down there as fast as possible. So we get down there, get our drinks, and get seated. And then something in the corner of my eye catches my attention, and I just see some middle-aged, overweight woman just flashing people randomly for no reason, just flashing people, right? And so, you know, everyone's kind of just watching this lady. And then, you know, not 5 minutes later, I see some guy walk over, slap like a $5 or $10 bill on the table, lift her shirt up, and just start sucking on her boobs.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was a small town in Nebraska. Okay. Hastings.
All right. That's,
I didn't see that odd for Nebraska.
Yeah. Townie is not a term that you hear very often. But
no.
But I was a townie, so I like to hear that. I'm like, oh, so it's not just, you know, where I grew up.
Right, right, right.
I think every college has town. I was a townie.
Right, exactly.
Because you live there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What did you actually?
I like how you get the nickname. Like, I'm a resident.
Yeah, well, I was a townie, too. What did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, this was about when I was in my senior year of high school. And I told my mom that I was sick and I wasn't going to go to school. And apparently I didn't do a good enough job because she came home. Me and my girlfriend had it all planned out. You know, we were going to spend the day together. So my mom comes home. Me and my girlfriend are in the shower. And next thing you know, you hear the door slam open. And the shower door, or the shower curtain, swing open. And it's my mom.
And what is her response?
Oh, well, I was hoping her response was going to be like, ah, and then close the shower door and leave and tell us to get out or something. But no, she stood there and just proceeded to berate us and yell at us while we're, you know, buck naked in the shower. And the worst part of this is that my girlfriend, of course, gets startled. So she jumps behind me. So she's using me as a shield. So I'm the one having to stand in front of my mom.
Yeah, she knows what you got, though, man. She took care of you growing up.
That's not different when you're an adult,
yeah,
bro.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come
on.
Exactly. I mean, she hasn't taken care of me for, like, what, 16 years or something.
Right.
So, you know.
Why is it only moms to do that? Like, if a dad does it, you might say something like, hey, get out of the shower, we're going to talk. Moms would just stand there and talk to you while you're naked. I feel like dads, they'll talk to you through the door. Tell you to get dressed and we'll talk in a minute, but not just stand there while you're naked and berate your ass.
That you hear that story a lot too.
Yeah.
And I knew friends got caught in high school doing it, like high school kids. You're not slick. Parents know.
Yeah. We know.
Tara Daly, Steve Migs coming up from the Daily Migs Morning Show. We'll sit and spin in an honor of the Stanwood Shortest St. Patty's Day Parade this Saturday, 11 at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon. For you, 10 Irish fans. Coming up at 4:30. And we got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.